Our international correspondents often find themselves in unusual situations, sometimes even at home. NPR's East Africa correspondent, Ada Peralta, sends us this reporter's notebook on the spitting cobra in his backyard.
We didn't realize we had snakes until our dog came into the house with a swollen eye. It looked like he'd taken a hit from Floyd Mayweather. The vet took one look and said, spitting cobra. This should have called for panic. But we live in Nairobi. It's a huge metropolis, malls, cars, high-rises. And it's not lions and elephants we encounter. In our backyard, we see monkeys and slugs the length of your palm, chameleons, porcupines, and birds of all kinds. Little flitty things that feed on nectar, and others straight out of Jurassic Park. Inside the house at night, no matter where you are, in the shower or the kitchen, there is always a gecko looking right at you.
Here is our dog running through the river.
My kids lead barefoot lives. Just the other day, they bumbled down our yard to a small creek to release some tiny fish they had caught the day before. After the dog incident, it was Kalila, who's 9, who found the snake hole.
Also, our gardener said that she saw 2 babies.
Baby cobras.
She said they were so cute.
We threw some dirt on the hole, hoping the family of spitting cobras would get the hint. But about a week later, Estella, who is 5, woke up early to play with our dogs, and she got a warning.
I moved, near the snake hole, and I heard a sound that sounded like... Yeah.
I'll do an imitation of what I think Estella described it yesterday,
Lest you think we are terrible parents, we did have a talk with our girls. Never move toward the hiss, we told them. Run. I also call a snake guy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Martin Wanjohi says he sees a lot of spitting cobras, especially in houses near creeks.
In most cases where there's a river, snakes issue is very common.
Yes, they can be deadly, he says. But they're also shy animals and don't really mess with humans. So we could let them be, or we could spray some repellent. Against the advice of the under 10 set, we went with the repellent.
3, 2, 1. This is Kalila and Estella on NPR News.
And this is Ada Peralta, NPR News, Nairobi.